the Red Bulls, John Davis from Holmdel. The fact that when you were playing back in Monmouth County, did you ever think that you would get to the professional ranks?
I think I was pretty naive in thinking that I always had a chance, you know. Even when I was a young kid, it's not, looking back, it's not easy, and a lot of things had to fall into place. But this is what I always wanted. And, you know, I talked about, having a strong work ethic, having focus, having determination, sacrificing. That all comes into play when you're trying to become a professional athlete or trying to reach the pinnacle of any industry you're striving for. And so for me, I just stuck with it. Luckily, my parents were very supportive. Luckily, I had the Red Bull Academy that helped keep me on the right track. And ultimately, things just fell into place. And so I'm so grateful. A lot of things had to go right for me to be here. But I'm excited to make the most out of this opportunity. And I can't wait to get going on Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday, will it feel different for you knowing that you're now the captain of this team?
Yeah, I haven't had much time to digest it. You know, honestly, not much should change. You know, I feel like I've been a leader for this team for quite some time now. And, you know, honestly, the team could have went a lot of different ways with the captain because we have some great veterans on the team. Some of my best friends that I've grown alongside, guys that understand what it takes to succeed in MLS. I'm talking about Aaron Long, Tim Parker, Ryan Mara. They all could have been captains, and so that gives me a lot of comfort and confidence knowing that they're going to be right alongside, and we have a great team. I'm really excited for that, and, you know, I do feel a heightened sense of responsibility, but I think it's motivating me in the right way, and, you know, I'm just really appreciative of this opportunity, and I can't wait to get going.
And so many guys from New Jersey and New York on the squad that have had similar roads that you've had. Is that what's made you a little bit closer with some of these teammates?
Yeah, a lot of us, you know, it's not only with the local guys. The Academy has done a great job of producing talent, but also we have the USL team, Red Bull 2. And a lot of us have played in that team, and that's what you have to do to ultimately make it to the first team. And so we understand that journey, what it takes, and I think we all feel a sense of pride when a guy is able to come through those experiences as a better player and contribute to the first team. And, we all do have a similar journey, and I think that helps us connect on a different level, and that also gives us a great sense of pride when we step on the field and represent the first team.
Last question on this media day for you. There's a new section now to stand for the crazy fans of the Red Bulls. What do you want to tell them heading into 2020?
Yeah, when it comes to our fans, we're so grateful for them. You know, they represent us in the best way, and, you know, week in, week out, they show up and support us. And, you know, whether it's freezing cold or it's extremely hot, they're always there for us, and they make us go, and they inspire us, they support us, and, you know, we can't have success without them. And ultimately, you know, we do well when we all come together. And, I know that there's a strong connection between the players and the fans. And, you know, I'm really happy that they got that safe standing area. It's going to be so awesome to see them on Sunday again. It's been a long off season, and I think we're all going to be really excited to be back at Red Bull Arena together.
Best of luck on what may be a championship season this year for the Red Bulls.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.